Welcome to His Word, short podcasts about what God has to say about topics you might be interested in. Not my words, but His Word. Today's podcast, Two Very Evil Things. One of the great prophets in the Bible was a man in the Old Testament whose name was Jeremiah. And as a prophet, he spoke for the one true God, which means he spoke what God told him to speak. And he wasn't very popular, as he did his best to get people to turn away from idolatry and turn back to the one true God. Idolatry is worshiping or praying or recognizing someone or something as your God instead of the one true God. Of course, people have been doing that for hundreds and hundreds and thousands of years and still do it today. His Word speaks about idolatry and idols in a number of places very unfavorably. So, at one time, God had Jeremiah say that his people had committed two evils. Now, he wasn't talking about the pagans, the unbelievers, but rather God's very own people, the children of Israel, the Hebrew people. And by this time, they had a long history of the one true God's deliverance and protection. And God had said that his people were to have no other gods. So Jeremiah, speaking words from God, said, "My people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, and have hewed them out cisterns, broken cisterns that can hold no water." Now, a cistern, of course, is a man-made container. Isn't it interesting that God compared himself to a fountain? A fountain has an unlimited source of water, whereas a cistern has a limited supply. And God said that his people, the people he had loved and protected and took care of time and time again, had turned their back on him, the fountain, an unlimited supply, that's evil number one, and instead they had chosen a limited source, a cistern, that's evil number two. And God pointed out that those cisterns were broken cisterns, which means they couldn't hold any water. God was speaking very bluntly about their idolatry. He calls it evil. And as I mentioned a moment ago, his word speaks about idols and idolatry in a number of places, saying things like, those idols, they have eyes but they can't see, ears and they can't hear, mouths that can't speak. And not only that, once they are made and carried and set up someplace, they can't go anywhere on their own. In other words, his word says that man-made idols are useless. And his word also says that those who make those idols are just like them. The one true God is a fountain. He has an unlimited supply. A supply of what? A supply of whatever you need. Protection, healing, prosperity, wisdom. God is a fountain. No wonder in the New Testament his word says things like, "My God shall supply all your need." And God is able to make all grace abound toward you so that you always have all sufficiency in all things. Back in Jeremiah's day, they didn't listen to God's word. And it didn't turn out so good for them. They were conquered by the Babylonian Empire. Many people died. Jerusalem was burned. And tons of people were taken captive up to Babylon and lived in exile for 70 years. His word says forsaking the fountain and building your own system of worship is evil. Those are two things we would definitely want to avoid. And his word, the Bible, when rightly understood, helps us to keep our eyes and our heart on the one with the unlimited supply, the one true God. Thanks for listening. And if you think this podcast might be helpful to someone, well, go ahead and share it with them. And you can find full-length teachings, both audio and video, available free on my blog, confidenceandjoy.com. Until next time, enjoy reading His Word. God bless you.